Hello, darlings. Welcome back. This is day 13. You are the creator of your destiny. Take the path of mastery. I was thinking this morning of a young man I knew a few years ago. He really wanted to be a football player. His name was Eric, and he worked at the local GNC store at the Northgate Mall. At this vitamin shop, he could source all the latest nutritional supplements to build strong muscles. Eric also belonged to Gold's Gym and was actively involved in heavy weightlifting. Eric had a big dream. Every morning in the shower, he imagined himself as a National League football player. He longed for it, idealized it, and fantasized about it. He spent hours dreaming of the outrageous wealth and beautiful girls he would experience in his career as a football player. Over time, Eric modeled his body into what he thought a football player's body should look like. He put on the weight and the upper body musculature needed to look like a football pro. He kept dreaming in the shower about his fame and fortune. 4 years passed, and I bumped into Eric in the local theater. He was now selling movie tickets for a living. He had used the appetite-reducing supplements from GNC to shrink his body back to normal. So what happened? When we long for a thing, like Eric longed to be a football player, rather than be a football player, it always remains outside our grasp. Let me explain. Eric longed for, rather than owned, the space of a football player. The difference between I want to be this versus I am this. He did not take action. He didn't play on a local team or try out for the minors. He missed an important action step. And he had very little power. A daydream is not the same as a spiritual mock-up. Daydreaming is just that, a dream. A spiritual mock-up is the actual creation of your new energy vibration. Every day, we are refining the vision. I urge you not to cut corners in this process. The level of commitment that you play at is in direct reflection of how seriously you take yourself. What level of commitment are you willing to gift yourself? So right now, go ahead and take out your guidebook and open up to day 13. And there's two questions here, and I want you to fill in these two questions. So take just a couple minutes here. I'll give you the two questions. So the first one we've already gone through, what level of commitment are you willing to gift yourself? And the second question, do you love yourself enough to play big and give yourself the time and clarity to do this project full on?
Thank you.
It is no secret that when I was in high school, I was an honor student, but I had no brain for algebra. I was absolutely shocked when I got a low D for the grade. Ay, 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 is the expression we used around our house for a mess like this. Well, the class was over, the milk was spilt. It didn't harm my standings as a straight-A student, but wow, what an eye-opener it was that I could actually get a bad grade. It was shocking news to me. When I entered college, I needed to revisit 2 semesters of algebra for the necessary requirements to graduate. I was determined to succeed. I immediately hired a tutor and took a high school algebra review course. I dedicated 3 hours a day for a full school year to nailing algebra. As you might expect, I got an A and a high B for my algebra requirements. To get a bad grade was a good wake-up call for me. It set me on a new path. Having been born extremely bright, I thought I had to know it all, to be excellent in every area. Having learned that I may not have the natural ability to do everything with extremely high standards, I thought outside the box and called on outside expertise to raise the level of my competence. This lesson stuck with me throughout my life. A couple of years ago, I committed to a global expansion with my teachings and my abilities as a master healer. I enrolled in Michael Port's Book Yourself Solid course. This is an excellent program and, at the time, seemed like a big investment to me. I learned a lot about learning in an online environment with a phone conferencing and webinar system. I started out in the course having almost no online experience. As a matter of fact, I had been a bit afraid I might get a computer virus, so I had not gone into more than a handful of websites ever. This was almost as silly as thinking I might get pregnant if I was kissed, which I thought when I was age 15. Oh la la, silly girl. I admit it, I have in my past been a bit innocent and naive. I followed the same procedures that I did back in college. I contacted the program manager, Becky, who was an angel. She patiently walked me through the basics of getting the assignments and successfully doing the dial-ins for biweekly classes. The first 15 weeks were amazing and a bit of a struggle. Though I remained positive, I did as much of the homework as I possibly could. Michael is an awesome instructor. He has clearly defined, easy-to-follow course on how to build and fill your business. His focus is on those folks in the helping professions like healers, yoga teachers, personal trainers, and life coaches. I was thrilled to get through the course and to take a second pass through a couple months later. From that course, I had a website built and started to develop helpful products to support my growing clientele and create passive income for myself. I intend to be a powerful presenter so that I can get my teachings out on a large scale. Since I didn't know everything about the speaking industry, I hired what I felt was the best possible support for me in the present phase of my speaking career. I really believe in getting assistance and am now in James Malinchek's speaking program. I give you these 3 examples of how I have taken the outer action to support my inner vision. While I have been implementing all the new information, my mock-ups have been unbelievably potent and rapidly fulfilled. I joke around that I have to be careful about how much I mock up because the fulfillment center is on overtime with me, and things come to me fast and furious. I am telling the universe that I am serious about my mock-ups. If you have been in my home, You have seen that I glean information from books on all subjects that I'm interested in. Books and home study courses are an excellent way to gather information in your own time. All right, and now we're going to get ready to review the homework. So to increase your energy, let's start out with a fresh gratitude list. So you're going to do 5 new things that today you're grateful for. And then go ahead and practice your meditation. Write down 3 of your mock-ups distinctly and clearly. Evaluate on the level of real, believable, and actionable. So we want to really make sure that your body says, maybe it's a little bit like bubbly or a little bit antsy, but it settles like this is possibly true for me. You know, really having it become believable. And then what actions do you need to reinforce the mock-up with? So again, this is not just a meditation course. It's a course of meditation and action. So you do the inner work, and then you do the outer work that really amplifies what you're doing. So this inner work is really creating an open magnet. You become an open magnet. And then the outer work, the things that you actually need to do, if you just sat around and imagined something over and over and over again, you might get some good things coming to you. That's true. But if you're not taking the actions and creating the funnels for that wealth, whether it's in your spiritual life or in your riches or in your love life or your health, whatever that is, you need to actually take the actions also. Okay, and then that third piece of homework. Can you find 2 elements missing in those 3 mock-ups? And so we've written down 3 mock-ups. We've reviewed them. And now we're looking for elements that might be missing. Is there something that you've been overlooking that if you added to the picture, that would help? And so from that list of maybe there's a couple more things that are missing that are possibly the action steps, go ahead and write those down. From that list, so once you've got that list written, I'd like you to schedule time to generate those actions. So you actually want to capture them and then put on your schedule, maybe write it in your day timer or lock it down somehow in your calendar that you're going to actually fulfill those actions. And do you have an action steps that are needed to be put into play? So again, create a list. So maybe for each mock-up, there are action steps for completion so that you'd have all the action steps ticked off as you're completing them so that you're really, really successful in grounding on a physical realm your mock-ups so that they absolutely 100% will be fulfilled. All right, and then we're to the standard notes to chart. We want to look at what you saw during your meditation practice, what you felt, what you realized, what you generated. And again, we're looking for, when we ask this question, what did I generate? We're looking for actually things that are starting to manifest on the physical level. What are you seeing actually coming to you? And notice any changes in yourself. So have you become more of a magnet towards people sending you validation, appreciation? Has your heart opened? Are you bringing more love into your space? Are you bringing more health into your space? Are you feeling more energized? So go ahead and make those notes. It's very, very important to celebrate the wins. Alrighty. May it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that whatever happens to you in this grand 21-day abundance program be a benefit and a joy for you, your lifestyle, and for the ones you love. May the entire world be filled with health, vitality, abundance, and peace. Amen. blessings and light for your day of transformation. Yahoo!